Welcome to the Mental Minute, an AI-generated podcast. Today, we're going to be looking at Brooks's Law, which is this idea in software project management that adding manpower to a late project makes it later.
Interesting.
And it was coined by Fred Brooks back in 1975 in his book, The Mythical Man Month.
Right.
And it kind of goes against what you would think.
Yeah.
You would think that if a project's late, just add more people.
Yeah, more hands on deck.
But in this deep dive, we're going to kind of figure out why that isn't always the case and why it might actually be true that adding people makes the project later.
I'm curious.
So one of the big reasons for this is something called ramp up time.
Oh, yeah.
So you can imagine you're in the middle of a project and you've got these new people coming in.
Right.
And they don't really know what's going on.
Yeah, they got to get up to speed.
Yeah. And that takes time and resources away from the people who are already working on the project.
Exactly. You have to sniff and explain everything.
And, you know, sometimes when they're first starting out, they might even introduce like a new bug or something like that by mistake.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So it's not just the initial training.
Right.
They have to like integrate with the team.
Yeah.
Figure out how things work.
Like a new instrument in an orchestra or something?
Yeah, they've got to figure out the melody and everything.
Exactly, and who to talk to for what.
So another big thing is communication overhead.
I've heard of that.
So, you know, if you have a small team, like three people,
yeah,
everyone's talking to everyone else.
Easy peasy.
But as you add more people,
uh-huh,
the number of potential communications just explodes.
That's a lot of talking.
Yeah, like exponentially.
Combinatorial explosion.
Yeah, and keeping everyone on the same page,
right,
with all those lines of communication.
It's a lot.
It just takes up so much time.
Yeah, you spend more time talking about the work than actually doing it.
Yeah, and then you've got meetings and emails.
And then misunderstandings.
Yeah. So another thing to think about is how divisible the work actually is.
Okay.
Like some tasks, you can just divide them up and give them to more people.
Like packing boxes or something.
Exactly. But with software development,
it's not always like that.
It's much more complex and the tasks are intertwined.
Yeah, you can't just split up a baby and have nine women make it in a month.
Exactly.
That's
the famous Brooks quote.
Brooks's analogy.
So it's not always a hard and fast rule.
Right.
Like, when might adding people actually be helpful?
Well, the big thing is whether the project is already late.
Okay.
Brooks's Law really applies when you're already behind and trying to catch up.
So if you add people early on,
yeah,
it's not as big of a deal.
Exactly, because the ramp up time and the communication costs,
right,
they're spread out over a longer period.
So it's like adding crew members to a ship before it sets sail.
Versus when it's already sinking.
Yeah, or fixing a flat tire when you first notice it.
Instead of after you've crashed.
Yeah. Yeah, and also sometimes the problem isn't the number of people.
It could be the schedule itself.
Yeah, maybe the initial timeline was just unrealistic.
Wishful thinking.
So sometimes you just need to adjust the deadline.
Have an honest conversation about expectations.
And another important factor is who you're adding.
Yeah, the skills and roles.
Brooks's Law assumes everyone's the same.
Right.
But that's not true.
If you add someone with a lot of experience,
they can hit the ground running.
Yeah, and minimize that ramped up time.
Or they might have some special knowledge.
Specialized skills.
That can really help.
Yeah.
And sometimes adding people to support roles.
Like quality assurance.
Documentation can actually alleviate some of the pressure on the core team.
Right.
So have you ever seen that in your work?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's like bringing in a specialist to fix a specific problem.
Versus just more generalists.
Now, here's a kind of counterintuitive idea.
Okay.
What if you add more people than you think you need?
More than necessary.
But you do it early in the project.
Early on.
So you're front loading the project with extra capacity.
To account for that ramp up time.
Yeah. So that later on you can reap the benefits of having a larger team.
It's a gamble though.
Yeah. You could just end up with more chaos.
Especially early on.
So that's where good segmentation comes in.
Right.
Breaking down the project into smaller modules.
That can be handled independently.
By smaller teams.
With minimal coordination.
And then you have a separate team for integration.
At the end.
But if you misjudge how independent those modules are,
it can backfire.
It can create more problems later on.
Yeah.
So it's all about designing the work to minimize those dependencies.
Exactly.
And you can also use things like design patterns in software development.
Right.
To provide a common language and framework.
So everyone's on the same page.
And then there's the Bermuda plan.
That's a radical one.
It's basically removing most of the developers.
Leaving a small core team.
To finish the project.
To push through to the end.
So it's kind of a last resort.
Yeah.
High stakes.
High reward.
But it can work in some cases.
If you need to minimize communication overhead.
So Brooks's law isn't just for software development.
It applies to all kinds of projects.
Have you ever been on a project
Yeah.
where adding more people just made things more chaotic?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
It happens all the time.
Especially when you're under pressure.
So it's really about looking beyond
Yeah.
the simple idea that more people equals faster progress,
There are hidden costs.
especially when time is
You
short.
need to be strategic.
So the key takeaway is that adding people to a late project
Right.
often backfires.
Due to ramp-up time
Communication overhead.
and the fact that some tasks just can't be divided.
But there are exceptions.
If you add people early
Or have realistic plans.
or bring in the right expertise,
Or break down the work in a smart way.
it's all about being thoughtful.
So here's a thought for you.
Okay.
Think back to the last time you were on a team facing a tight deadline. Did adding more people really help? Or did it just make things worse? And what might have been a better strategy based on what we've talked about today?